When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you pretty girl, dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. Buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Ah. Yeah, baby, buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matt. He's Vish. She's Melissa. How we feeling tonight, guys? Melissa, how we feeling?
I'm chilling in this amazing Hoodie Girl logo hoodie. What up about thefans.com? Vish, how's it going? Nice hat.
Got the hat and got the Hoodie Girl zip-up hoodie here. So
let's go.
There you go.
Don't feel out of place, Matt.
We got Bill in the chat, too. Shout out,
yes,
Bill.
Yes, he did get his picture updated. We got Nigel, which is...
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
After the Lynn Kid Virginia Tech debacle, nice to see to see Nigel there.
We put Bill under some pressure to change that.
He had a picture of Pat in a Kansas State jersey. That would have been...
I will say I love the Nigel Pack thumbnail, but I am going to miss the NorChad one just because, you know, you can't beat that smile.
Well, unfortunately, the rest of the ACC beat that smile repeatedly last year, so it's time to move on. Come on, that was funny. Anyway, the also monitoring the Mavericks Clippers at 10. So
as soon as Sitges commits to Miami, we'll be good. Also, don't check the Heat score because it's embarrassing.
Oh, I just saw it now, and I'm like, okay.
We're like half a team, so like let's just let the inevitable happen and just be done with this injury riddled season. Kind of like the Canes, where we never had a full roster. This is what's happening to the Heat. So
shout out to Danbury.
We don't have Hawkes, Rozier, or Butler. I mean,
well, this is now a Luka Doncic show anyway. So 10 p.m.
Yeah, shout out Luka.
These damn man, this damn fake people time games. Jeez, I gotta be up early in the morning. Damn it, these West Coast 10 p.m. tip offs.
Before we discuss men's basketball, real quick, the final lady has committed. Kyla has committed to Texas, so that concludes the women transfer portal extravaganza. Assuming Jasmine and Lamaya stick around, we're done with people leaving. And now we'll just be discussing people coming.
keep Austin weird, right?
So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We were talking about this offline a little bit, Melissa. It'll be interesting to see because most of the women landed at major programs.
Yeah.
Kyla's at Texas. Jalea's at Louisville. Tasha's at Virginia, which is not very good, but they're in a major conference. Cheyenne's at LSU. So we're going to kind of see if
Z's at Tennessee. And they went to St. John's. And instead, Allie went to UCF.
UCF. So she's the only one that kind of didn't go to a
big time a power conference, technically.
It is, but they're a doormat. So it'll be
in Virginia.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yes, worse than Virginia for sure. Virginia would probably have a winning record in the Big 12. Man, it's the ACC. It's hard to win games here. But yeah, so we'll actually get
forward and trade for Kyla. It's Kyla, but that's right. Then it's a fair trade. But sure, she's not a Kane anymore, so you can mispronounce her name all you want.
Okay, let's not go that far. That's a little sophomoric. But we're actually going to get to, because a lot of times when people transfer out of here, they drop down a level or whatever. Seen that with most of the men that have transferred, but so we'll be able to see if they can.
I think a few of those transfers were because Coach Meyer retired. So that probably.
I would say though, other than
not all of them, but
but other than Cheyenne, you'd have to say none of them really came close to reaching their potential here.
Yeah, I know. I just I have favorites.
Yeah, well, I mean. Again, other than Cheyenne, it was hard to say, like, oh, that person's playing up to their abilities. It'll be interesting to see when they go to a different system, how that works out.
We'll see. But we have some fun news to talk about with the men. The portal activity this offseason far surpasses anything that went on last season. But I will say, Van Allen Lubin is back in the portal. And he was a dude we talked about.
That's my guy.
That's your villain right there.
Villain? That's a great name.
It's a villain name, though.
I don't care,
I saw that on Twitter, and I immediately had to send it to Vish. I was like, Vish, look who's back in the portal. Van Lubin, as we used to call him.
Yeah. Van Allen. Not even Van Allen. Van Allen.
But we just called him Van Lubin.
This is elite naming. Got a hyphen in there. Got a kind of weird spelling. I mean.
Yeah. Should we discuss our actual commit first before we go into?
That's true. We have not had a show.
We had done two in a row and then Blackman committed. So I've been waiting days for Matt's breakdown.
My breakdown of who?
Blackman.
I don't know, I'm just messing. I mean, I know that we talked a lot about like Javon Small versus Jalen Blackman, who we'd want and stuff. And obviously I think a lot of us were leaning to Javon Small. I mean, he's probably overall the better player, but Jalen Blackman's a really good player. Don't get it twisted. Really good score, put up over 20 points a game. I think one of the underrated parts of his game from what I really watched was his playmaking ability. I think it was something that was just turned down due to other personnel on the team. Stetson had a really good point guard. There's a really good distributor, Steven Swenson, who also transferred out of Stetson as well. I can't remember where.
What's his name? I'll look it up while you talk.
Stevens Swenson or I forget how you pronounce it. But no, he's someone that he knows, like when help side overcommits or whatever, he knows how to get the ball to his teammates and whatnot. Pretty solid passer and low turnover rate as well. That's something much needed. If he was on Miami last year, he would have had the lowest turnover rate on the team. So. That's something that's much needed. Someone that can make smart decisions like that. Also, really good decision maker with, like attacking the basket. Understands, driving lanes when to try to drive. Doesn't try to force anything. And I think that's an underrated part of his game as well. I think a lot of people see him as just like a pure shooter because the amount of 3-point shots he took. But he's also a really good slasher as well, and that's something that we definitely need and that we were missing last season. So. Canes fans should be excited,
He's transferring to UC Santa Barbara.
Oh yeah, that's why I knew it was. Yeah.
So it's a UC, one of the UCs we didn't make fun of because of their mascot.
Yeah.
I don't know what their mascot is.
Oh my God, my friend went there too. I can't
Where
remember.
Are you on this, Matt? We rely on you for this California information, man.
What is their mascot? Gauchos?
Gaucho, yeah.
Yeah.
That's oh, what I should have known that. They're actually really good at baseball, like we used to be. Yeah, they've hosted regionals before. They're a really solid baseball program.
Not as good as
yes, the Revenge Tour this year. Yes, let's
other thing I was gonna say too, Jalen Blackman, I forgot to mention, really good in catch and shoot scenarios too. So we can play on ball, off ball as well. I think there's gonna be a little bit of an adjustment because he used a lot of off ball screens to kind of score. There's not a ton of that in our offense, and it was something Nigel had to adjust to when he first got here. I don't think it's gonna be a crazy adjustment for him.
Let me pick on that point a little bit. What do you think we're going to continue to – like, what do you think the offense looks like this year? We've gone more to more traditional personnel now.
I have no idea.
And that's probably a larger question, right? But
I think it depends on who else we add. Like, Dylan – I mean, we're not going to talk about him yet, but, like, the guys that we've been rumored in adding kind of show that we're switching routes of maybe how we're going to be playing. I think Brandon Johnson on the floor, you can still kind of play the same way. But
just like the offense we've been running the last like 3 years is not the same we were running 5 years ago. So I'm just we kind of mid season switched up and went small and kind of started doing a lot of different things. We used to be a heavy pick and roll team.
Well, we know El can coach it though. I mean, he's switched it before.
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking the question. He's not rigid and philosophically, but I asked him that at the ACC tip off.
We kind of discussed this in our group text with the way L has been aggressively going after like power forwards and bigs. It sounds like there's a changing of the guard as far as what we're going to run.
Well, I think it's, I mean, that's the question though. Is there really, or is he just realizing that you need more than four guys or five guys to.
Well, that too. I mean, injuries, we got lucky and we've said this before. We got very lucky in our final four run that we didn't have major injury. Especially with Norchad, because he only missed that one game versus Duke because we did not have Walker was his backup, but it wasn't, you know.
Come on, man. We could have rolled AJ Casey out there and everything would have been fine. So,
the other thing I would say, too, is also, like, it was announced that the staff really thought Norchad was coming back, right, up until I don't remember. I can't remember the timeline. So maybe they viewed the Brandon Johnson move as, you know, a depth kind of piece and seeing – him come off the bench and now they're kind of pivoting. Obviously Norchad's in the portal, you know, so they're making the adjustment as well.
That changes like every other day. It's like, oh, Norchad's coming back, oh, I heard he's leaving, oh, I heard he's coming back. I mean, did anyone actually
I think again, it's all assumptions and right, but and he's not like openly communicating with the athletic department or anything weird that like they know what's going on and no one else does. But I think the working assumption for us and for probably the school is that when he entered the draft without entering the portal, there were two options there and we kind of know his draft grade is going to be shit. So
we assumed he was going to come back.
We thought he, yeah. So I think if they thought now where we didn't know that the school probably have a better idea of is he just done with school? Like, is he just like, I'm going pro, which is the reason you would not put your name in the portal also, right? That I know I'm not going to get drafted, but I'll be a free agent or I'll go to Europe or whatever. Maybe the school knew he wasn't going to do that. So if he's not in the portal, you assume he's coming back. And to Matt's point, once he goes in the portal, we're clearly not playing games this year. If he said he wanted to come back now, I don't know that we would take him. No. Because I think we've had it with this kind of attitude. And that's why we're being so aggressive.
As soon as that happened, I mean, the two guys from Duke that we reached out to, we didn't even talk about the guy from San Diego State, Elijah Saunders, I think you say.
Yeah.
It's pronounced. And then obviously Dylan Mitchell today visiting.
Well,
you like,
I mean,
the SDSU kid. When that came out that we reached out to him, you were very like, oh, I like this guy.
Yeah, I think he's a really good role player. I think he's someone that, like, you know, knows his place. He's a really good screen setter. He knows like when to roll, when to pop off of it. He has an improving 3-point shot. I think he shot like 33-34%. And he's super physical, plays good defense, and can guard multiple positions. And I think that's something that we missed. Like last season, we missed having guys. I mean, there's a multitude of reasons for this, but guys didn't really know what their specific role was, right? And I think he knows what kind of player he is. He knows how he can be successful on the floor. And that was definitely something we were missing last season.
Oh, my guy Crip in the house. What's up, Crip?
I
know from Coop's channel.
Bill, I think Norchad, if he said, I want to come back now, we'd tell him to F off, to be honest. I think there's a lot of lessons we learned from last year, and one of which is we spent an exorbitant amount of time kissing the ass of the existing players to get them to come back, and this time we're just not doing it. And so I think we've moved on. He cannot come back here. I think that's done. He can come back and say he wants to, and I don't know that we would take it. We were recruiting other players that are his replacements. One of them will commit, and we're not going to tell them after they've committed, right? I mean, I think that ship has sailed. And I think rightfully so. Like, there was an element of lack of control of this team last year, largely due to the, I mean, Lissa mentioned, like, we have a lot more portal news this year. That's because we spent most of last offseason trying to keep what we had here.
Yeah. Our one portal addition announced he's staying, so.
Yeah. And I think that was part of that was, like, them saying, we're not playing games with y'all. Either stay or get out.
Make up your mind.
I mean, how many guys were – go ahead, sorry.
No, go for it.
I was just going to say, how many guys were we connected to, like, last season that we actually, like, reached out to? It was like Cam Spencer, Mustafa Amzil,
and there was that one big that we were in his top five. I can't remember.
Grant Nelson.
Yeah, the guy on the Alabama.
It was like five.
No,
or six
not him. Nine. There was another guy that we made his top five. I forget where he went.
Yeah, but some of that, if they didn't come to campus, keep in mind after making the Final Four, even though this was totally inaccurate. We're not allowed to just be good at basketball, right? It's because we're handing out eight-figure checks, right? Everyone's getting $10 million from us. So, so people were listing us in their top five that we had no interest in because they think that's going to boost their NIL. Well, Miami's in play. They're going to pay a lot. We have to pay a lot. They're basically negotiating against a fictitious version of us. And the guys Matt mentioned, even Mustafa, your guy, visited campus. So there was definitely, you know, that you don't do that as a fake rumor. Like, they didn't buy a plane ticket to, and then, like, sneak into the athletic facilities to try and, like, so now whether or not they had committable offers, my guess is Mustafa did not. Cam Spencer obviously did.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were very limited in what we were targeting. And this year we've gone the other direction. We're trying to build in depth. It also, I think, speaks to, you know, we all know we need at least one more big, right? I think. And we're targeting that. But also, look, we talked about this a lot last year. Like, Joe Bay's not ready yet either. They don't want to be in a situation where they're relying on him. And I think that's the other thing here. Is as they keep targeting aggressively all these players, it's to Matt's point, I think initially maybe the thinking was Brandon Johnson's going to be a backup. That significantly, let's say we get one of the people we're talking about and they're actually starting. That's significantly upgrading your bench too. You're bringing a starting caliber player off the bench.
Yep.
The same thing is going to happen at guard. Either Blackman or Jaleel is not going to be starting. So all of a sudden, rather than like what we had coming off the bench last year, which is like, why is that guy in the game? You know, that's already a huge upgrade. And I think we're going to continue to add as much as we can. Now there's diminishing returns on that because, you know, that's we're getting to the point where anyone committing knows their backup, and whether or not they're willing to accept that, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. You start operating at a different talent point, but I think we'll continue to try and fill in the blanks here.
But that four spot could be a possible starting role.
Could be, yeah. As Matt said, it looks like we probably thought Norchad was coming back when we got Brandon.
Yeah, because you think Nigel's a starter, and then you've either got Jaleel or Blackman. You got Cleveland at the three, and you've got Lynn Kidd at the five. And right now you've got Johnson. But we're going after some other fours, so it's, you know, there is some competition there. So,
which there should be.
Well, and the thing, too, like, to credit like Vish when he brought this up, I think it was a couple shows ago, it was like Lynn Kidd played what, like 22, 23 minutes last season?
Yeah, he was split time at center.
Yeah, there's going to be minutes to be had. Like, so we do need that third piece, but.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you think about it, yeah, obviously he's going to need a breather, and or if he gets into foul trouble, and then you bring in that other four where you've got Brandon Johnson, whoever this other person is, who one of them's a starter, but then you could play the two fours at the same time while Lincoln's on the bench, assuming they're both, you know, I mean, Brandon Johnson's taller than Norchad, so if Norchad was playing the five, I'm sure Brandon Johnson can handle it for a few minutes here and there as well, so.
Well, I actually don't know, but he's not
we gotta wait to see who else we get.
Well, I think the big difference, at least in what we're trying to do, and we're not done with the roster building yet, is there were guys playing significant minutes last year where you're like, that guy can't be on the floor. But we didn't have a choice.
I specifically remember sitting with you at the UNC game and it being like 4 minutes left and Elp subbed in Ja'Kai and you were like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. And like that. And I think, you know, we're seeing like Chris Watson did play a lot until he basically played himself out of the lineup. He's at Southern Miss now. Like, this is a guy we're relying on the ACC. There were the guys that we were bringing off the bench that, you know, some, we thought we made this guy's potential. That's why I commented on the women and where these players were landing. If you look,
yeah, because Chris Watson's going to Southern Miss, Casey's AJ going to St. Louis.
St. Louis, and so that's why there's a big difference between where the women's transfers landed. They all, as Melissa said, they all landed at power schools. Nwoko is the only one from the men that has so far. Now Wuga and Norchad should, but Wuga and Norchad were starters. But these people we ended up relying on because of injuries were not good at basketball. And I think that's one of the lessons that Elle learned last year. Yeah, anytime you have that many injuries, you're not going to be good. But I think it allowed him to kind of evaluate the roster and realize he can't move forward with these players. More so than you know, what they were probably worse than he thought they were. And when they were put into the fire, you know, a lot of them couldn't handle it. Which is why we had such erratic, as Matt said, a lot of difficulty with the role definition. It was just like you couldn't trust any of them. And it was kind of like, maybe this guy will work. Oh, he didn't. Let me try the next guy. And it was a lot of kind of flailing around.
That's how you end up with, like, Jobet getting minutes, with Ja'Kai getting minutes, because he was just trying to throw anybody in and see what would happen.
Yeah, none of it worked, which is why we lost the last 10 games of the season, right? So, but the truth is there was no answer on the roster. And that's
but
why we're
L is doing, I think, a very good job of rebuilding. I think keeping that core piece of keeping your point guard in Nigel Pack, I think that's a great thing to have. And then you've got another experienced, you know, power conference player in Cleveland who's already been with the program a year, having them two back, and then bringing in Lynn Kidd's been playing in the AC. I mean, it's his third ACC school. But, you know, you got all this experience and you've got a talented freshman class coming in, a couple more pieces, and it should be a lot better of a season. Now, the trick is, and I think this is going to happen to a lot of schools because of the transfer portal, is a lot of the guys we're bringing in, this is their last year of eligibility. So we're going to go through the same thing again next season because all these guys are going to be, you know, graduated and done. And Jaleel's probably going to be a one and done. So, but, you know, we enjoy them while we have them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way college athletics is going to be from now on. And that's no different than any other walk of life or any other professional sport where you're like, oh, I got to cut this guy because of the salary cap. And the next thing you know, like, there's no running back on the team, Melissa. And then this is what happens, right? So,
and then the running back that you bring back isn't even going to wear 21, but that's a whole nother.
And
like,
and just
screw
too old
over
to play,
the but, fans, Dallas. Just yeah. Screw them over.
But anyway, so I mean, this is just part of the way.
Is Johnson and Rugo a three or a four?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a tweener.
Yeah. He's a tweener.
I honestly don't know, or
but I also
it's advanced analytics of like class rankings and stuff. It doesn't take into account chemistry, roles that guys fill. It's
Kansas
was number one in it last year. How did their season go?
You're more polite than I was about to be there. In terms of not according to Evan Maia, I don't give a fuck. Has to say about anything. Who the fuck is that guy? Why the hell do I care?
Yeah. Also, to Bill's thing about Johnson Urugu, he's the most raw of the three. I don't expect him to see a ton of playing.
I think that's why we're being much more aggressive in the portal, because he's like the Joe Bay of last year, who all of a sudden we did play.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. If he's playing, you know, we've not filled the roster in well.
He should be beating teams like Stonehill by 30.
Or, you know, if he shows up and surprises and earns playing time, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't have to. Oh crap! We have to put him in because we don't have depth. Because we actually, you know, for all the injuries, we didn't have that many out at the same time. We just had zero bench.
Exactly.
And so you lose one guy, and all of a sudden, oh god, this guy's in the rotation now.
And then even though we had six starters and one guy would be out, and we had five people, two or three of those starters were playing injured. So it was
a right. Not affected the.
We're not ignoring your comment. We're just football is Monday nights.
Mondays at 8:30. Show. Legendary Larry Bluestein.
Yeah, we're basketball here, Crip. Yeah. But yes, Mario's doing well in the portal as soon as he gets some DTs. But other than that, anyway. What else? Are we done talking about Blackman? Who else?
I mean, we finished talking about him a while back. It just went. Yeah, we did a bunch of things. We kind of just
went to a bunch of different things. I mean, I guess the news today really is Dylan Mitchell.
Yeah.
I think the macro news is we're not done in the front court, which, you know, we all agree we need more there. So it's good that they're targeting more there.
Well, we got that other guard that we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
In Blackman. So now it's to, all right, let's get that piece, that extra piece for front court depth. And so it was just confirmed that he's taking a visit or that he's on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Cause everywhere I've seen it posted is like, oh, rumor has it that Dylan Mitchell's on campus. So, but, he's a 6'8".
When did he enter the portal? Has he been at the entire time?
Honestly, I didn't even think to look that up.
Yeah, sorry. My fault. I've got y'all live Googling on there. The reason I ask is
your monitor that you've done.
Okay, so he's been in.
He entered the NBA draft while maintaining college eligibility.
There's a YouTube video from 2 weeks ago that says Dylan Mitchell has entered the transfer portal. So
yeah, no, Matt gave us the date, April 15th. So yeah. It's been
247 stated. I wonder where they found out from.
That's inside the U that's stealing Matt's stuff, not 247.
Oh.
I was watching.
I almost made the same joke too, and then I was like, wait, wrong.
I was watching highlights, waiting for the guys to come on the stream because I'm usually the first one because I'm always early. They weren't late. It's just I'm always early. So I watched like this 15-20 minute video of Mitchell, like just highlights. And I was telling Matt this, like most of his highlights are him moving without the ball and then either getting himself into a position for like an easy layup or a dunk. And I also like that he was a sophomore this past season. I'm excited to maybe get one or two guys in that are not in their last year of eligibility that could be in the system for a couple of years. We saw the jump that Jordan Mitchell took from his first season to his second season with Coach L, not to compare him to Jordan Miller, but he's, you know, the star of the transfer portal for us.
Matt heard it too.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Matt heard it too.
What?
Jordan Mitchell.
You said Jordan Mitchell.
I said Jordan Miller.
No, at first he said Jordan
Mitchell.
Oh, I don't know. Jordan whatever. Mitchell
the first time.
But, you know. I would like to get people that aren't in their last year.
So the reason I'm less concerned with that is, I mean, look, he can, yeah, Bill heard it too. He can, there it is. It's coming through. Delay in the chat. Confirmation.
I'm reading my screen and talking at the same time. I'm multitasking here, guys. All right.
I'm always multitasking that you've seen behind the scenes.
The real question is, Kane's Pets, have you bought a Hoodie Girl hoodie yet?
It's great that they have more eligibility left. I'm under no illusion that when Nigel, Jahlil, Cleveland, Lynn Kidd, Brandon Johnson all leave, that some of the guys that we have with eligibility are going to not enter the portal. I mean, I just, whatever.
I don't know.
Your whole team left. You stick it around? I don't know. Okay. Maybe, maybe not, right? So that,
you can get coached by a legend.
I don't know. It depends. You're only as good as your options, right? So, but that's why I'm less concerned about that point of roster turnover, because it's just gonna, it is what it is at this point, right? I mean, we have several players that are not draftable that could potentially be starting here that left. Okay, like whatever. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, right?
And I will say, players that have left the year before, all of them have gone to like. They've already transferred twice and have gone to like lower.
It's not the magic elixir everyone thinks it is. It's kind of the opposite. But there's different reasons for these kids transferring, but a lot of them, you know, we knew were developmental and they wouldn't stick it out to actually develop. It's not surprising then that they're in the portal again a year later. Because they still need that development, and they've now had to change systems, which makes that development more difficult. And they're kind of in the same boat again of trying to develop, probably not getting as much playing time as they want, and they're back in the portal. So it's not surprising. And that's why, you know, like I think Chris Watson was smart to kind of drop to a smaller school where he'll get to play. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Nwoko's in the portal again next year.
I think Nwoko leaving surprised us a little bit, though.
Well, because he played more than his talent warranted, so usually you don't leave them. I mean, he shouldn't have been playing at all. He sucks. So this is a man who has an innate ability to not impact the game. Like, I mean, it is unbelievable.
Well, I mean,
like,
he impacted the game. It's just not necessarily in a positive way.
Hopefully stands in the right place, right? I mean, this is – and, you know, he can get a dunk maybe, and occasionally, like, he would rebound. But he wouldn't actually box out. It was more just the ball, you know. And he did so much work. He shouldn't have been playing. But that's why we were surprised, given the amount of time he was given that really wasn't warranted, that he actually entered the portal anyway. Like, so he's got a very much inflated view of his ability. Maybe Mississippi State's bad enough where he gets a lot of minutes and he's happy. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in the portal again though next year.
A big change from Miami to Mississippi State. You've been to that campus, right?
I've been to Starkville, watched our women kick their ass. It is. It's going to be a change of scenery for Nwoko. Very much so. But you would have probably been better served staying here. We're probably better served with him gone. So whatever. Yeah. Cause you gotta excise those attitudes out of your program.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was a cleanse.
Well, I mean,
of both rosters.
Well, I mean, in particular for someone like that, right? Who again did as the season get on, you could see his role expanding, right? Was taking minutes off of, you know, Norchad plays center and he's still getting like that many minutes. What exactly was he expecting? Because this isn't like a favor era situation where like he didn't play at all. He played quite a bit.
Has he committed to another school yet?
I have not. I have no idea.
Chicago State or something? I don't know.
Oh, I wasn't following him.
Oh, no, that was just a random.
But I mean, that you could see more, right? Like, this guy's like, we didn't have a backup center, and you're putting Anthony Walker in at center instead of me. Like, I can see that being like, I don't have a future. But Nwoko was surprising from the standpoint of he got plenty of minutes.
Frankly, more
than he should have. So it was a kind of a bizarre decision, but you never know what's going on behind the scenes. But my guess is if we want him back, we can have him next summer. I don't think we want him back, though. Why Norchad transfer comp at center? I don't understand that.
What are you trying to ask, Crib?
All right, so we're clearly targeting another big, right? And then is that, you think that's it? One more?
Yeah. Well, can we talk about Dylan Mitchell more?
Yeah.
Like Melissa
kind of did. Yeah, Jordan Mitchell. So she kind of halfway did it already.
Matt's breakdown's way better than mine. You got the window?
No, it's not. There's a fly in here and it's like bothering me. No, Dylan Mitchell, super athletic, moves really well. Has a slight mid-range game, if you'd even call it that. I don't know. But definitely relies on off-ball movement, you know, like tipping in missed shots, hits offensive glass hard, you know, those hustle things on offense. And I think that's kind of needed. But I know that some people would be concerned about floor spacing, maybe with him and Kidd. I think that the mobility of both of them kind of counteracts it. I think you can create floor spacing even though you have two guys that aren't really shooters. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it. But I mean, he would be a huge get if we get him.
Norchad didn't transfer because of the competition at his position. If he had stayed, he would have been the four or the five, like a starter, no doubt. The assumption is, assuming he stays in college, is that he transferred for NIL. But yeah, I think Dylan Mitchell would be a big get as well. And he's also from Tampa, so I don't know if the Florida connection will help us at all.
I don't know. He's probably looking for, you know, opportunity, and we will pay him. So,
yep.
He's just, you know, we kicked Texas butt two seasons ago. So,
yeah, he had some impressive plays in that game, though, too.
As a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's, we're targeting other bigs as well, right? Or fours.
Yeah. I mean, there's rumor that there's, he's reached out to a bunch,
but I mean, him being on campus is hopefully a good, I mean, it's a good sign. It means he's interested as well.
It means we're interested.
But if he's actually coming to visit, I mean, I guess maybe he wants the free trip to Miami. It could be.
Javon Small is still here.
I know, rumors he's going to West Virginia.
So. Boy, talk about a shocking change of scenery. He's been working out down here. I've been to West Virginia. It's not Miami. Hope he likes the mountain life.
I mean, the Mountaineers, it's in their mascot.
I don't, if that's where he goes, I don't understand why he wouldn't have just stayed at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
That's such a bizarre transfer.
I mean, they got a new coach, so maybe he believes in the vision. I don't know.
Does West Virginia got good NIL?
I don't know. I mean, they got a bunch of transfer recruits last year too. So maybe, I don't know. I have no idea. Can't really
your
imagine.
Your chair is very creaky. Also, for anybody wondering, Matt survived the earthquake today.
I did. I was at work.
Do you get the day off when that happens? What happens?
No, they told us to go all go outside. And then I grabbed my keys and my wallet and I was walking to my car and they're like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, we're going home, right? And they're like, no.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what? And I was getting in my car and then, yeah.
But, what time was this?
I don't even remember. It was right when I messaged you guys.
Before or after lunch?
It was after lunch.
Okay. So you didn't have that many hours in the day left.
Yeah.
That happened here. God, this was like maybe 10 years ago or something. We had it was in Virginia, but like it cracked the Washington Monument and shit. And everyone just like, we don't know what to do. We're not Californians. Like, what the hell is going on here? Why is the building shaking? Like, you guys are like, that's not even a major one. It's fine. We were like, what the hell? Everyone exited the building. Everyone went home. And like, that was wall to wall news for like a week. There was an actual earthquake over here. Did crack the monument. They closed it for like a year because there's no funding to repair it. They had to like raise money to repair it. Anyway,
George Washington would be angry.
Be angry about a lot of stuff, especially the racial makeup of the city named after him. But we'll leave that alone. Read your history books, kids.
Who else did we want to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk generally then. So do we think let's say we land Mitchell or some other, you know, big. Do we think we're done then?
I mean.
Because we have the three freshmen coming in too.
I mean, I don't think we're going to be pushing as hard, but I think we're still going to be looking to add people.
I agree.
And where do you think that would be?
International. Keyshawn has a little brother.
Victor Wembanyama has a little brother. Oscar Wembanyama. Get him to the U. I think he's only like 15, though.
Also, Miami.
Get him here early.
Miami still keeps getting mentioned with the Boozer twins. So that'll be something to follow in the next year.
Yeah, but that's not for this class. So.
I know, but I'm just saying. It's nice to see.
I mean, they live in Miami, so.
I know Boozer and McClinton are like besties.
Come on, yes, Jack.
As you're well aware.
Help us out, Jack.
I'm sure he's doing what he can there.
While they're on the golf course drinking away. Help us out, Jack.
Maybe an overshare, but that's okay. Yeah, I mean, that'll be something to monitor.
Oh, my God.
I said international.
we haven't.
Bill just wants a dude from. He doesn't care who it is. It's just a Serbian.
If Sisic comes to Miami, we have to have Bill on for the breakdown. I know we're gonna have him on for the OG show. I don't even know when that's happening. We still have to plan that.
When the news stops, man, we still have because there are times where like we got nothing to talk about.
If he does come to Miami, Bill has to come on, whether it's the OG show or not. He can give a full breakdown.
Why do we think he's coming to Miami?
Bill's trying to will
he visited,
it to
didn't he visit? Bill would know. Didn't he visit Bill? Let's wait for the delay. Come on, Bill.
Jokic must have a little brother.
Let's say Jolie, like Angelina? Like who are we talking about?
I didn't know who he was talking about.
All right, this is...
Yeah, this is.
There you go. He did.
Okay.
All right. This
is. Is there hope? Have we heard anything since?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything.
Is this all because Bill's Serbian, or is this someone we want?
Is Bill Serbian?
I have no. He just wants his.
You want the Serbian?
Oh, he wants.
He just wants
Bill Serbian.
I thought he had Serbian ties. That's why he wanted a Serbian so bad. Is this just like? Am I making assumptions? Bill, why do you want a Serbian?
No, it's because of Nikola Jokic. Because he's a Nuggets fan.
Okay, he's Swiss.
So why not John George's little brother?
Well, because
he wants a Jokic. That's what he wants. He wants a Jokic 2.0. That's his whole. See, there you go. See, I'm telling you, I've heard it all the time in the chat. I know what it is.
Plus, they have Bill's a secret neutral, chat where they talk about us without us in there. Him and
most people do talk about me behind my back.
Him, Jackson, and Bill, the three of them.
We do not talk about you guys at all.
We're not buying that.
We talk about different he literally sends different Serbians that have entered the transfer portal. There was one from like UCLA. There was one from some other small school.
Shouldn't you be more racially neutral since you're Swiss? Like, what is this?
I'm surprised his thumbnail wasn't Keyshawn George this last year. I mean, I didn't mind. I liked seeing Norchad's.
The hair wouldn't have fit in the thumbnail.
I mean, you could have gotten him with the cornrows.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Bill should change his thumbnail to Jokic. We have a Serbian. Is she Serbian?
I have no
the,
idea.
No, it's the newest. Up. It's the new.
That's one of the assistants.
It's the lead assistant. What's the title? I forget the title name. Is it assistant head coach?
Associate head coach?
Yeah, associate head coach. The one that came from Toledo.
Yeah, but the lead assistant is Fitz. It's not. Fitz has been traveling around with Kulup and doing the recruiting and all that stuff. So
Yeah, well, that and Fitz has been doing a lot of the recruiting prior to Kulup coming in. So there's the continuity as well. He's all just one-word answers now.
Bill's old, okay? It takes a little bit of time to talk.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? That's ageist, and as the old on the show, I don't appreciate it.
Ageist? Is that even a word?
Yes.
It is. Of course it is.
It's a word. I don't make words.
I've never heard that before.
I don't make words up. I just have a big vocabulary.
You are UM educated.
That's true. Several degrees.
Two. From the U.
Several majors.
My bad, Bill. Mature.
Do you get a separate like piece of paper degree for each one of your majors? Okay.
No. It doesn't say what actually it just says like it's right behind me. Bachelor of Science. I wonder if I could have done some of those Bachelor of Arts too. I wonder if I would have gotten another piece of paper out of it. I don't know.
I'm staring at my two pieces of paper from Miami. I should go to beach and get one so I can have both.
Oh, I don't know where my beach one is, to be honest with you.
I mean, mine were sitting in like an envelope like for years. I just framed them in the last year and hung them.
I wear my beach basketball hoodie like on the regular. It's very comfortable.
Go beach.
I'm saying go beach.
Oh, guess who DM'd me the other day? New Long Beach head coach, Chris Acker.
Really?
Yeah, he DM'd me like, when was it? A couple hours ago. I sent him a message. I told him I was a Cal State Long Beach alum. Told him, welcome to the program. Looking forward to it, such and such. he liked it and he said, thank you so much. What else did he say? I think he just said like appreciate it or something, but yeah. Shout out to Chris Agger.
Not as good as your Kenny Kaji DM.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any of those recently.
Much like Norchad, I think you're in for a reality check on Mr. Kaji as well.
Yeah, well, it's the thought that counts.
Yes, it was Matt's thought.
Is Matt going to announce his big news? What's his big
news? Stay tuned to Final Thoughts.
Oh, I know what his big news is.
Yeah,
okay.
No, we all do.
Oh, no, he's going to say it in the chat now. It's whatever.
No, don't say it.
I can ban him from the chat before he fires it in there.
Is that going to be the Final Thoughts, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let the Final Thoughts be the Final Thoughts. We don't mess with the final thoughts. We don't comment on the final thoughts. They're just,
at first, before I realized what I knew what the big news was, at first when Bill was like, "Oh, he's not going to announce it's big news," I thought it was going to be like the announcement of like a child or something.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
What else? We discussed. We kind of discussed all three players we were going to talk about.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, just to sum it all up, it's apparent that they're going to be going after another big, right? That's going to be the next portal target, next position that we're looking to add. So
hopefully that happens within the next week, so we've got more to talk about next week. I'm in the works of getting two guests on the show. So hopefully that happens next week as well.
Things are in motion.
Motion.
The women need a lot of players, so.
Yes.
It's been slow on that front.
Oh, look who it is.
It's Jazz. So hopefully he's not watching the Heat game. It's almost over. 24 seconds left.
Oh, good. The suffering is almost done.
Then they can get that shit off my TV so I can watch Luka play.
Luka!
It is over.
We have the Panthers. It's okay.
Ooh. Was Jovic even playing?
Yes,
he did play. Oh wait, did you prize picks him?
Yeah, I did prize picks for him because I thought they had it since Hawkes was out. I was like, okay, like he didn't get much run the game before, but he has to play.
Celtics beat Heat 118-84.
Yeah, no, it's done.
Oh my God, he covered barely. I had him at 14 and a half points and rebounds, and he had 15.
There you go. That is a win.
I also had his 5.5 rebounds. So let's go.
I prefer to talk about Carter Verhaeghe and Matthew Tkachuk.
You're saying names.
And Bob. And who? Sasha Barkov.
I think she's naming Serbians. Who are you naming?
Are these Serbians in the transfer portal? Are
these Serbians?
Jovic is Serbian.
There we go.
I mean, he has almost the exact same name.
Just naming some Serbians.
It's literally one letter off.
Was Goran Dragic Serbian or was he?
No, he's Slovenian.
Oh, he's Slovenian.
Him and Luka are friends.
Sort of. Sort I don't know if they're that close. They're just both on the Serbian national team. But, you know, Dragic disappeared once Luka showed up because the gravitational pull of the sun kind of drowns everything else out. That's basically what happened there.
Are we going to – should we do our Mount Rushmore?
We done? 50-minute show. Oh. Wow.
I mean, we can do NBA grid.
Oh, I can't handle that right now. My brain would explode.
We had a lot to talk about last week because there was.
Well, who's on that? So can we reset the women's roster a little bit? Who do we have right now? Because I feel like we still need to find it.
The Cavenders, Jasmine, Abyss, and Marshall, and Hilton, and our three freshmen.
And Almon, right?
And Almon.
So that's 10.
That's 10.
But Lamaya's not healthy.
We need bigs. We need big depth.
I like the big that we added from Notre Dame though.
Marshall? Yeah.
Yeah, she's very mobile for her size and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear she can make a layup, so upgrade. Once you leave, the gloves come off. but yeah, no, because I don't know if those freshmen, maybe Leah Harmon. I don't know that the freshmen are really ready to contribute. So I think that's not a lot of depth at all. So we probably need two or three more.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know. Almona's a weird one. She reclassified right like in the summer last year because we had zero freshmen in our recruiting class last year.
And then she reclassified, but then she got injured.
Yeah, so she didn't play, and I'm not really sure what the ceiling was for her. So right now we're like, oh, she maybe has to start because we don't have players. So yeah, there's a lot of work to do for Coach Cull up there.
My coworkers texting me about the Heat. So
they got blown out so thoroughly. There's time to do like post game interviews and stuff before the Mavericks game starts. This is usually I'm like, get off the court. They're gonna tip and they're gonna put it on True TV. Move your asses.
True TV.
Being the second game, so this is the something Matt I'm sure has experienced. But you're like, don't go to overtime. I'm gonna miss the start of my game.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Do the women have 13 spots? I think yes. So. They're not going to use them. No one, in case people don't realize this, no one uses all their scholarships anymore. There's too many people in and out, too much roster churn.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.